Hi, I'm Maria Theoharis, or Velo Sews on social media. Welcome back to Sew Organized Style podcast, featuring textile artists with the upcoming Making Zen online retreat from the 27th of May to the 31st of May. Grab a cuppa and relax with us.
One of the things that we thought to just make it a little bit more fun this year is having a creative club in addition to all of these workshops and courses.
Kate is running the Making Zen online retreat again, and I'll be featuring a couple of the textile artists contributing to this retreat. However, today we've got Kate Ward coming onto the podcast to launch the Making Zen online retreat, so you know exactly what value you'll be getting out of this retreat, because it's a wee bit different to what it normally is, isn't it, Kate?
It is. For people who are familiar with how it all runs, we all know that it's jam-packed full of goodies. As I always use the analogy, it's just like being a kid in a candy store where there's just so many wonderful workshops run by different artists. We've got 20 artists coming in and sharing different projects. So that's seriously exciting. And they will also be providing a whole lot of different bonuses as part of the VIP pass. You're literally ending up with maybe like 40 different courses or workshops that you can work through at your leisure. One of the things that we thought to just make it a little bit more fun this year is having a creative club in addition to all of these workshops and courses. Because I don't know about you, Maria, I get very excited and very enthusiastic and I've got all these great projects that I want to do, but then I either lose steam or I don't have the accountability. That's where I thought having the creative club is a really good way of keeping that momentum going, where we get together every week in the month of June. It's just an opportunity to share what we're working on, ask questions or get feedback. If you know how sometimes it's just nice to get, like, you can't say decide between a green thread or a red thread or, you know, those kind of little things. So you can put it out there to like-minded people. We've got the Creative Club and that will be running through June. And then we'll have an afternoon tea where we get together in July, and then another afternoon tea where we get together in August. And that's where we just share what we're working on. So the cadence drops a little bit. And that's simply because in the Northern Hemisphere, that's summertime and people are off doing summery things and hanging out at the cabin and that kind of thing. So the Creative Club is kind of going to be like this wonderful opportunity to just hang out with like-minded people and also create that energy to keep you working through and playing with all of the different materials and projects that you'll get as part of the VIP pass.
Now, the Creative Club is very much an interactive opportunity that hasn't been available before. And people who have been on the Making Zen online retreat are still able to be part of the Facebook group. It is really great for sharing. However, I think the Creative Club is a lot more one-on-one and more personable than what we've had in the past. I'm really excited about the Creative Club.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And it's really fun. It's so much fun to get together. And like you say, Facebook is great because you can post your pictures and share, get feedback and all that kind of stuff. But there's a different energy about being in a room. It's a Zoom room. It's all virtual, but there's a different energy when you can connect with others and see what people are making and give feedback. And it's a little bit more of a socializing opportunity as well for people who just like to hang out with crafters and people who like making and who may not have that community around them. The online space is perfect. And so that's where the Creative Club really does come into its own.
You've made mention that, you know, when people are in the Northern Hemisphere, they're no longer in their normal space. They might be away. They might be in a cabin somewhere. So yeah, they're in a remote area. They're trying to develop their skills from being at the Making Zen online retreat. Having the weekly catch-ups or the weekly creative club to go to is really going to give them time out from whatever's happening around them while they're away on holidays with family and friends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's their me time.
It totally is. And that's so important because I do know that generally as the caregivers in families, we always put ourselves last. We want to make sure everybody's happy, well fed. Yep, all of those important things, because it is important to us to make sure that is the case. But I think sometimes in the process, we put ourselves last and then we kind of feel a little bit, maybe, I don't know what the word is, depleted. That's not even quite right. So when you get the opportunity to put a little bit of creative time aside, it just renews you and invigorates you. And that then can mean that you should go and shine your light in the world again, because you've got a chance to just recharge those creative batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good thing. I'm looking forward to seeing people take up the Creative Club offer, because I mean, if it's every week in June that you have this catch up and then you have the tea parties in July and August, that sounds like such fun.
I know, exactly. I'm kind of thinking Mad Hatter style, you know, come along with your best teacup and fun hat, that kind of thing.
Something like that.
Something like that. The other nice thing too is that doesn't necessarily just have to be the Northern Hemisphere, because I know at that time of year down under, it's going to be cold. So it's a really wonderful opportunity for, you know, if you're staying inside and keeping warm. It also is that opportunity to keep that creative momentum going as well.
It is. We need something to keep us going too.
That's right, exactly.
With the retreat, people can still access the videos for free for the 24 hours on the day that they're released. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. 24 hours, it's released 12 o'clock my time, which is Halifax time, and goes until 11:59 a.m. the day after. What that means is anywhere in the world, you've still got that 24-hour access. It just might start and stop slightly differently depending on what the time zone dictates, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and there'll be a link in the email that goes out knowing what time zone you're in and when that starts.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming to people who register for the Making Zen Online Retreat.
Yes, that's right. And because it is such a global audience, trying to figure out time zones can get so confusing. We do have this wonderful thing online where you just kind of figure out where you are and it mm-hmm. will tell you what time it starts and stops. If you sign up for the VIP ticket or even the free version, we do send out daily emails saying when things are starting. So you can also keep an eye on your inbox, and that will tell you when to anticipate the next lot of artists.
So the VIP pass, that still gives you a lifetime access to the tutorials for the Making Zen Online Retreat.
Yes, it does. So you get lifetime access to everything that you can see during that week, which means that you can go back and watch it at your leisure. Inevitably, I don't know about you, Marie, but I find that, you know, you watch something and you do it once and then you're like a couple of weeks later, how did I do that again? Mm-hmm. So it's really great to be able to have access to these videos just to refresh your memory on how different techniques are done or how things are put together. In addition to that, the VIP pass also has additional bonuses that the artists are providing, and they are going to be more workshops, more project PDFs, and a whole lot of great things in between. So it will really keep you going for quite a lot of time.
Yeah, a lot of the artists, they have ebooks as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do, which is super wonderful. These ebooks contain all kinds of great things, from different stitches and how to put them together through to making different projects. It really is a wealth of information and goodness inside each one.
Is there anything else that's new that's available this time at the Making Zen Online Retreat?
There's all kinds of fun things going on. So looking at the Creative Club, because this is our first time doing it, it's going to be limited to 100 people. We really are looking for people to come and join us and have a lot of fun and get those creative muscles working. That's open for the first 100 people who wish to join us. And then we also have another exciting bonus, which I am thrilled about. Let's see, they're a combination of mindfulness prompts and creative prompts. And so it's a deck of cards that you can kind of shuffle and play with randomly. And you might be like, oh, I feel like making something today. What am I going to make? I don't know. Do you have those days, Maria, where you feel like getting creative, but you
just want to do something, but you just don't know where to start?
Yeah, I have those all the time. So I thought, well, why not have a deck of cards that you can kind of like pick one randomly, have a look at it, and it will be a prompt for what you can create. And you could choose just one and start creating from that, or you could put a few together and work within those parameters. I'm really excited about that. So it's going to be a combination of creative cards that will inspire creativity, but also embody mindfulness. So whilst we're doing our creating, there might be just some poignant words that we can be reflecting upon whilst we're doing that creative fun.
I like that idea. Sometimes you've just got so many resources around you, you just don't know where to start, but you've got some time to be creative. I think it's a really good way to get you started, get you thinking, and just give your creative self some time to be creative.
Yeah, to just play.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's it. Quite often our heads are filled with what we're going to have for dinner, making sure that the outing is going to be okay for everybody who's with us, or, you know, all the things that we keep in our mind to make sure that the day goes smoothly. And so sometimes thinking about the creative projects and what needs to be done is last on the list. And so by the time you've eked out some space to get creative, you kind of drained the decision-making part of you and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So these are some really fun ways of just kind of like dipping in and going, oh, okay, I've got half an hour. I'm going to do something that's inspired by the color blue, for example, or inspired by a word. It's just kind of a nice way to get those creative juices flowing and have a little bit of fun. I think sometimes we forget to have fun.
Those prompts are going to really help people as they make their way through the videos, pick up various skills, and then decide, okay, I'm going to do X today. I'm going to do this embroidery, or I'm going to do that piece of macrame, those sorts of things.
Yeah, exactly. And it can be something that ties all of those techniques together in a sense that you may not originally think upon. What's really fun, like you say, where you're looking at all of the different skills and projects and workshops within Making Zen, it can be a little bit overwhelming. So sometimes having that external prompt will be like, oh, okay, so it says form. So what kind of workshops am I creating a form out of? Maybe I need to look at the macrame workshop by Isabella, or maybe I need to look at the 3D coaster by Youngmin Lee. And so it might kind of give you some prompts that way as well. And you could apply it to all kinds of things, but we'll start with the creative part.
I was looking at some of the topics and people like Jane Emerson, who's been a tutor before, you know, the play that she has with textiles is really fun. And again, that's a really good prompt as well.
She has the No Rules Society. So
right.
And yeah, which I think kind of takes a lot of the pressure off creating, and particularly coming from a lot of us work with embroidery and needlepoint, and a lot of the processes are very particular and they've got to be just right. So sometimes the idea of letting go can be quite scary or challenging or both. So I think the No Rules is really fun, where you don't have any rules and you're invited to let go of all of these kind of like, you should do this and you should do that and you should do something else as well. And you can just play and see what happens, because that's where the magic is too, when you kind of let go and have some fun.
We've covered a lot that's available through the Making Zen Online Retreat. We haven't talked about the artists yet. I'm sure that there's a lot to say there and that people would want to know about.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And for people who have been following along to your podcast, they will have been introduced to a few from previous times that we've had the Making Zen Online Retreat. And coming up, there's going to be a few more. We have a really wonderful collection of artists who haven't participated as part of Making Zen. And so I'm seriously excited. We've got Isabella. I mentioned her earlier. She is a macrame artist. So I'm super excited to see what she's going to create for us. We have Jen Strauser, who is a Kawandi specialist. So I'm really looking forward to having her on and her sharing these techniques with us. We've got Bette Whites, who likes to do embroidery on knitwear. That's kind of speaks close to my heart with the mending and the embellishment and knitwear as well.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got Ozdendora Clough, and she does mindfulness needle lace. So this is fun. So a lot of the new artists are doing techniques that may not have appeared on Making Zen before too. And I'm always interested to have different things coming in that people may not have experienced before.
On the podcast, one of the fun people, I mean, they're all lovely people, Trixie Simmons, she'll be talking about softies. So I'll leave it there so that people can listen to that podcast later because that's coming up.
Yes. And I'm thrilled that she's joining in. And we've got a couple of Aussies, which is really fun too. So Ellie Beck's joining us again. Trixie is an Aussie. And we've also got Liz Haywood, the zero waste pattern specialist, joining us again too. I'm really thrilled to have such a wide global network of artists coming in. So we've got some Aussies, we've got some Canadians, we've got some people from North America and even from Europe as well. So it really is great that there's such a wide width of knowledge and different approaches to creativity. You know, I think different cultures, we all kind of see things in a slightly different way. So it means that when we get together, it's a great melting pot of inspiration.
You're right. I mean, you've brought in various artists and they do bring their cultural techniques to making Zen. So I think that's one of the lovely things about making Zen because you always have a great blend of techniques that anyone can use, but they may not have had that opportunity to find or learn elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing too, which I think is really wonderful, is I see each of the artists who are participating as artists. So they're not just teaching a technique. They're in essence sharing their creativity and how they view the world. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it. That's just invaluable to be able to see through someone's eyes and how they look at things creatively. You can't just pick that up from looking at a picture or scrolling through someone's Facebook feed. It's intrinsic to these people. And that's where the videos are wonderful because they're showing not only their technique, but how they came about reaching that technique and how it has embodied their life journey. And kind of just thinking about that, I'm just looking at some of the artists that we have who are revisiting us, which I'm super thrilled about. It makes me think of people like Youngmin Lee, who is a Korean artist who lives in California. And she takes her Korean textiles and gives it a three-dimensional twist, which I just love because quite often we see textiles as a very two-dimensional way of working. And so she's bringing the traditional way of working and then giving it her contemporary spin by making it three-dimensional. We have Miriam Geeland, who is from the Netherlands, and she's working with traditional stitch techniques, but then she takes it one step further and turns them into these very beautiful stitch goddesses, is what she calls them. And they're cute as, and you can make them for you and stitch them with an intention or a wish or a hope. And so they'd really turn into these beautiful little keepsakes. So, you know, again, it's kind of taking something that we can all do, a stitch, but it's imbuing it with this beautiful meaning and personality. And then we've got people like Natalie Oliferenko, who is a Ukrainian artist and is based in Canada. And she's going to be sharing some wonderful techniques where she's going to be painting on fabric before embroidering on top of. She's thinking of using scenes that are of her homeland in Ukraine, of gardens and cats looking out windows. So it's a really wonderful way of personalizing what we do and what we're learning at Making Zen. So, yeah, it really is kind of like you take all these techniques and the different ways that artists are working, and you really could be creative for a very long time afterwards.
So the lifetime access is worth it.
You kind of need it because it is a lifetime of creativity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank you so much for putting this together, Kate. Every time you've had the retreat, and we've been lucky to have the retreat twice a year, and I'm so looking forward to having it in May with such a good blend of artists. Yeah, it just makes a huge difference to people who want to have their me time, they want to be creative, and they can pop in and out as they see fit and have the time and put themselves first.
Yeah, exactly. And that's so important. I think, you know, like we've been talking about, just the ability to have some special time where we do sit and create to kind of just fill our own creative wells, and just how therapeutic it is, but also so beneficial. I really do kind of feel like it ripples out, you know, the peace and the calmness and the centeredness that you generate from sitting and doing some creativity really does have this beautiful flow-on effect through your life, the people that you meet, and so forth and so forth. I do like to think of it as ripples of joy that are getting spread out into the world.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you think we've covered it all now?
I could talk about the artists because each artist is amazing in themselves, but I think that would be a very long podcast and that's not necessary. We'll just have to tell everybody to come and check it out because there's so many amazing people.
And over the coming weeks, we'll be hearing on the podcast from Trixie, Young Min Lee, Betts White, and later on we'll be talking to Natalie. Any last words, Kate, for people who are listening to the podcast about the Making Zen Online Retreat?
Oh, all I can say is if you haven't already, come along, sign up, check out the link makingzen.com. I believe there's going to be a link on the show notes that
yep.
Maria provides so that you can check that out there too, makingzen.com. We always like to encourage using what you have. And I know most creative people have a plethora of creative stores squirreled away. So I do like to recommend that you use whatever you have at home. We do send out a material list ahead of time so that if you want to do a specific project, there's sometimes you might need a specific material or something like that, or even just to get an idea of what's needed. All you really need to do is bring your creative self a cup of tea or beverage of choice and enjoy the week.
Wonderful. Kate, thank you for your time today to tell our listeners all about the Making Zen Online Retreat, which is on the 27th to the 31st of May.
Oh, it's always lovely to catch up with you, Maria. It's so much fun.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you.
This episode for the Making Zen Online Retreat on Soul Organized Soul podcast was produced by me, Maria Theoharis, with permission of Kate Ward, sound by bensound.com. To register for the Making Zen Online Retreat, there's a link in the show notes as well as on our podcast page and on our podcast Instagram account. Make sure you book in to the Making Zen Online Retreat using those links. You can subscribe to Soul Organized Style Podcast, but with an S not a Z on all good podcast apps. Make sure you go back and listen to our free Making Zen podcast archive. And if you can, consider supporting the production of this podcast on Patreon. In the show notes, there's a link so that you can register for the Making Zen Online Retreat. It's free to watch for the first 24 hours of every day from the 27th to the 31st of May. We look forward to joining you in your sewing room next time. Stay safe, everyone.